Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane Twen, and it's the 12th of February today. A fairly stormy day again. And I wanted to add a few more things about sports when I was growing up in East Germany, because I talked last time about watching big sporting events. And I had a few comments and questions about that, and thank you to everyone who responded. But I thought, yes, I also want to say something about the sports that that we did, us non-professional sports people, so to speak, the amateurs. Tennis was probably not a good example, because that was seen as a bit of an elite sport because you needed a tennis court for that, whereas the rest of us would just do the kind of things that you can do anytime, anywhere. Maybe you just have to buy some equipment, but that wouldn't be too expensive, and then you could just get on with it. School sports, as I alluded to, was not really my cup of tea, because the emphasis here was again on, I would say, the Olympic disciplines. So there was a lot of running and jumping, and every school had a sizable yard attached to it. So not exactly stadium-sized, but still big enough to do some good running, and they probably have a sand pit for the long jump and that sort of thing. Unfortunately, because I'd injured my knee when I was quite little, I was exempt from a lot of these things, and there wasn't really any provision for me to do any alternative sports instead. So I had to sit out, and that was quite boring. I think when I was about 9 or 10, we did a year of swimming lessons, very much what my daughter's school is providing now. And this was independent of our ability. I mean, I could swim by then, but we all had to go to these swimming lessons. And then I remember when I did my A levels, but the wall had come down by then, so I guess that was all different and things had changed. We did volleyball in school, and I practiced with a friend after school lessons, and I actually became quite good at it. So I got an A for my volleyball, my A levels, yay! And if you're wondering, yes, our class was the last of that system, where all the subjects we studied up to A level, and there were 13 of them, we had to take all of them to A level and do exams in them. But I can talk about that another time. Anyway, back to sports. So school sports, not great, but outside of that, I think we were very lucky, because we had something that we could do summer as well as winter. Now, in the summer, my favourite was swimming, and maybe this is also why I didn't particularly enjoy watching it. I prefer swimming myself. So that was probably my favourite childhood summer holidays, were camping with my dad in something called the Mecklenburger Seenplatte, which is an area in sort of the northern half of East Germany. There are lots of lakes, and they're connected by rivers and canals, so there are lots of cottages to rent, campsites, that sort of thing, and that's where we would spend a few weeks in the summer. And it was great, because you could go and swim, you know, that's something that you can't really do in the UK. Nobody goes in the lake, there are signs saying, oh, don't swim here, danger. And we just, I don't know, we were sensible about it. You don't jump into a lake that you don't know, because you don't know how deep it is and what's at the bottom, because, you know, people did sort of dump bicycles and whatever rubbish in water. They weren't supposed to, but they did. So you had to be sensible about it. But we would go swimming wherever we saw water that looked nice enough and, you know, not too dirty. So that was one thing we did, and I can also confirm that a lot of going swimming in those days was actually done without swimsuits. So I know I watched Eurotrash in the 90s, and there's certainly a sort of bit of a stereotype that the Germans strip off and do everything naked. And I've never actually been to a campsite where people are just naked all the time. that would be weird. But certainly the part of the Baltic Sea, there would be beaches that were for FKK, as it was known, Freikörperkultur. And certainly when we saw a lake, very often, yeah, people just wouldn't bother with a swimsuit. Just strip off and go in. It's certainly also something that even in our town, there was this quarry that was filled with water and people would use it in the summer as a... Because, I mean, there was only for our town and about 500,000 people in it. And there was only really one decent swimming pool. So people would go to wherever they could find. And this quarry was one of those places. It was always packed in the summer. And I remember, again, in my A-level years, I would go out there with a friend after school. We'd just take a towel and go along and go for a swim. But there weren't that many people about on the weekday afternoon. And then it was a little bit dodgy because, you know, you would get looks from the men who were there. So I think we didn't do that for very long. But then again, it would be weird to go in there with a swimsuit as well. So you couldn't really win. So swimming in the summer, and my dad also owned a paddle boat, which was basically a canoe type thing, but it folded up so he could pack it away for the winter. So we would just go on the lake and just go wherever we wanted to. He would do some fishing, I'd read a book, and then when we got too hot, we'd go somewhere to the side and get out and go for a swim. And that's how we spent our days, and it was fabulous. Also badminton, because it didn't involve as much running as tennis, so I think I probably enjoyed that more anyway. Played a lot of that. Table tennis, even though I didn't really get into table tennis until I played with Simon years later. There was also a lot of hiking going on. Not something that my family did a lot of, but in school we'd always go hiking a lot. Which I think the reason why I didn't enjoy it so much is because we always had to do singing as well, and I didn't quite see the point, because then you get thirsty and you have to drink, then you have to find a loo. But if you're out hiking, it's not that easy. And yeah, anyway, and the other thing was going out on the bicycle. So I my dad got me a bike when I was quite little, and we just always go and ride the bicycle wherever. So there were certainly lots of things to do. And then in the winter, we were quite lucky because we were fairly close to mountains. It was only about an hour's drive or so. We would be in mountains where it would be worth skiing. And we did both the kind of skiing down the mountain at great speed. I remember my first pair of skis. There were only little bits of wood, and the corners were completely gone. So the only thing I could do on them was just go straight down the mountain and hope it's not too high and I don't gather too much speed. I couldn't do this sort of side by side thing that people do when they come down higher mountains, because they would just slip. And then later on, when I was older, my dad got me a bigger pair, and they had reinforced metal sides. So then with those ones it worked. We also did skiing, sort of cross-country skiing, when we had enough of going up and down the mountain, because there were no ski lifts. You know, once you were down, in a couple of seconds you had to go all the way up again all by yourself. And obviously we didn't have helmets in those days either. Ice skating we did a lot of, either on frozen lakes. So I can tell now when I should or shouldn't go on the ice, and where. Don't go on ice that's near plant growth. It won't be able to carry you, probably. So, danger. Because my dad once fell in trying to rescue something from that side. We had an ice rink, and I remember, again, that was one of my happiest days, probably, going with friends after school, going round and round the ice rink, listening to Smokey, and it was just perfect. And what else did we do? Well, sleighing, obviously. Everybody had a sleigh, a nice wooden sleigh, that we could use in the winter. So yeah, there we have it. That's sports for us. Thanks for listening.